Hello?
All right, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
All right, go ahead. Any more questions?
So, yeah. No, I mean, I think everything is set.
Mm-hmm.
I want us to go with the USPS
mm-hmm.
for now.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the future, we can add FedEx and UPS.
But USPS, not how many areas you want to cover? Like you only cover five cities, or you want to cover your whole U.S.? Because the USPS is not providing in every city in that services.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that's why the other shipping merchants, this is usually the ShipStation and other merchants have different merchants in one roof, right? If you connect the ShipStation
yeah.
and Stamp, in the ShipStation have a different merchants. So that's the main reason, because the shipping merchant not the services here is totally different, right? Every shipping merchant have a different service area.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So how many cities you want to cover in US? Like five cities, six cities. So according to that, then I will suggest you. So how many merchants do you need?
Okay. Well, it's because the reason I don't really know how many cities, because we're just
mm-hmm.
going to be paying for ads, and
mm-hmm.
we don't really know how it's going to go, you know?
Yeah, and one more thing, because we are almost completed, so in future, we will also run ads, right? Once
yeah.
the website goes live, we will also have to basically run ads on social media platforms. So every week we will change your area, right, which we will
yeah.
target. So in maybe after 2 months, you will also receive an order from different areas. And
mm-hmm.
if you're basically receiving orders and you don't have that motion, so how you will basically deliver your order? And then you will also have to basically remove the shipping pricing from your website. That's our useless for our functionalities, right? So once you will basically
yeah.
connecting your website shipping motion with your website, then we just have to basically remove the shipping pricing from your website, and then we just have to basically update your product price in a very professional way, and we just need to remove the shipping price from your website. And then we will basically connect your shipping merchant. And let's suppose in future, you will receive an order and you don't have that service area. So how you will basically deliver your order? So that's why minimum, you will need a 3 shipping merchant with your website. Are you understand?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand now.
Any more confusion?
No, I'm not confused. I was just trying to find another solution, because if we do all three, it's going to be like $1,000.
Let me calculate that. Just give me 1 second.
Okay.
Oh, shit. So the USPS basically costs you... The USPS costs you $309.
Uh-huh.
And plus
yes.
$290 for the FedEx. And
yes.
then the other one is basically UPS. The UPS is the main merchant. UPS basically cover different areas. And UPS is a biggest merchant and oldest merchant, the shipping merchant,
mm-hmm.
UPS. I think you already know that.
Yeah.
So the UPS costs you $409. So if you calculate that, the total amount is basically $1,000, 8 cents. But let's say you have a budget issue right now, so I will suggest you just go with, just give me 1 second. the USPS and UPS. The FedEx is the normal shipping motion. FedEx don't have that much area, right? They only have a minimum area which the FedEx cover. And the FedEx shipping pricing is very minimum. So the UPS and USPS cost you, just give me a calculate that, $909 for USPS and for basically UPS basically cost you $400. So cool. The total amount for the two more shipping motion is $713.
Isn't it 718? So 309 plus 409.
Not 409. The 404.
Oh, 404?
Yeah.
Okay.
309. The USPS is basically cost you $309.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So the total is 713.
Yep. And the FedEx, if you also want to basically add a FedEx, FedEx costs you $290.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I think USPS and UPS.
USPS and UPS, you want to connect it. All right, so after this call, I will also, first of all, I will basically work with my team, and we just have to basically create your the API account from our end. And then I will let you know, you have to basically create the USPS account and UPS account, all right, the business account. And I will also let you know the next step. So you want, just let me know which card you want to use for this payment, so we will go further. And also, we have to basically remove your shipping pricing from your website. And I have one more question regarding the product price. Did you already upload your product price on your website?
Yes, I did. Yes.
All right. So, I think we are almost done then. So, once we will basically done your integration, once we will done with your shipping motion integration, then we will just have to basically QA your website again. And let's say if you need anything, like changing voice, the functionalities.
Mm-hmm.
Completed. We already connect the payment motion, shipping motion. You have the text calculator. You have each and every functionality on your website. We just have to basically check the QA, and we will basically review your website. Let's say if you're facing any bug or anything, your website is a little slow or anything like that. So we will fix that, and we will push your website live. And then once your website go live, you have a 1 week time to basically review your whole website, check your whole functionality, proceed one order, just check the shipping motion functionality too. And let's say in future, if you're facing anything else, I'm here, my team is here to basically help you out and fix that issue for you.
Awesome. Yeah, sounds good, Mark.
All right, so, go ahead.
So, I want to see if this is possible.
Yeah,
so, so for the shipping,
mm-hmm.
it took me hours to upload it, man. It took me a long time.
That's the main reason. If you're basically early, you told me you don't want to connect your ship like a stamp motion, then I will suggest you go with the position and the other UPS and FedEx. Because on a daily basis, I basically connect those kind of motion on different websites.
Okay. So, all right. So the merchants are going to be connected to the products that are from GotPrint, or only the products that are not?
We will basically connect your, let's say if you're basically also doing a blind shipping, all right? So the other products which you're basically outsourcing from GotPrint, you just have to basically add the price which you're also basically paying the shipping price to GotPrint, right? So
mm-hmm.
you just have to basically add a whole price in your product price. And from your product, you don't have to basically add your shipping price. All right, so we will once we were connecting your the shipping merchant with your website, the shipping merchant don't know which product you have and the which product you're basically outsourcing.
Oh, okay. So it's going to create its own pricing. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if this is possible, but for now, is it possible to not delete the shipping prices that I input it, just turn it off? Is that possible?
Yeah, I think that's possible.
That way, I just want to play it safe. And then once we fully connect the merchants and if everything's going good, I'll be like, okay, you know, it's good to delete the other ones.
All right, so for now, first of all, we just need to connect your shipping merchant with your website, and once we will done with that, once you will basically run your test order, all right, once you will done with that, once you will basically happy with that merchant, then you just have to basically give me a go-ahead to remove that pricing from the page. For now, we just have to basically hide that page from your website, and then we just have to basically connect your shipping merchant, and that's it.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
Anything else? Any more questions? Any suggestions or anything in your mind?
No. I think this was we learned a lot.
Yeah. Next time, if you're building any kind of website, you're your expert now.
Yeah. Yeah. You've been teaching me, Mark.
I'm also teaching, you know, from a developer.
Yeah.
Because every day I basically learn new things, because every business have a different requirements, every business have a different functionalities. So every day I'm basically learning new things.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So any more questions, any confusion you have right now or anything in your mind, like anything?
So I did share a file with you regarding some things that I noticed on the website. I already shared it with you through Google Drive.
I already received it. So after this call, I will definitely review that file, and then I will let you know, okay?
Okay. And then regarding branding, is that something we can talk about later, like once you show me the other update?
The branding, let's do one thing. Once we will basically done with your shipping merchant, and then we will basically talk about your branding page, okay?
Perfect. Sounds good. Okay.
All right. So just let me know which card you want to use for this payment.
Okay. Do you have the one that ends in 0230?
0230. Is that correct?
Yeah.
0230. Just give me 1 second. Let me forward this card ending with my billing. So just stay online, okay?
Okay. We're supposed to be calling them over here.
so confused.
Hello?
Yes? Uh-huh.
Yeah, Jose, so I just basically asked my billing if we have that card, but we don't have that card in our file.
Oh, okay. Let me... I'll give it to you. Are you ready?
Just give me 1 second. So...
Okay.
All right, so... Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, so it is 4269.
4269.
Yes. 3801.
3801.
Yes. 1417.
1417.
Yes. And then 0230.
0230. And what's your CVC number?
972.
972. And what's your expiration?
04/24.
All right. And what's your billing address?
For this one, it's 611.
611.
Checkham.
Check.
Can you spell it? It's a C-H...
Yep, go ahead.
Chesam.
Mm-hmm.
Chesham Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
La Habra, 90631.
La Habra, 90631. 631. Just give me 1 second, okay?
Do you want me to send it to you?
No.
Teamwork, just in case?
No.
No?
I already check it.
Okay.
So...
And this one is under Perla, the credit card.
All right. No problem. All right, so... All right, Jose, so just stay online. Let me forward this detail with my billing, and also you will also receive a confirmation, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, just give me 2 minutes.
Thank you. No, okay. Just in case.
Go.
What's up with me and my ass? Oh, I gotta change my number here too. soy naranjito. Caramel. Well, you better leave a little quick. Because we still have to wait for that day. We didn't know. We don't 100% know.
Hello?
Yes, Mark?
Alright, so Jose, your payment has go through. So I just basically asked my Blink to basically provide me the paid invoice. So maybe
okay.
In an hour you will receive your paid invoice. And also, just give me hour. So I will get back to you, and then we will basically discuss about your branding page. And also, I will just, after this call, I will just work with my developer regarding your the shipping merchant. So we will basically set up each and everything from our end, and then I will let you know how to basically set up your shipping account. You just have to basically create your USPS and UPS account. And you have to just create a business account, and just you just basically provide me your login information. I will let you know the next job. So just give me an hour. I will get back to you then, okay?
Sounds good. Appreciate it, Mark. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you, Bob.